Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our new daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Bhadra Sinha, Associate Editor at the Print, and today I bring to you an analysis of the hearing on the farm laws case in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court on Monday made some scathing remarks against the Centre for its inability to hold effective negotiations with farmers protesting against the three contentious farm laws and indicated it would stay the implementation of the legislations that has triggered protests by farmers at Delhi's borders. The bench led by Chief Justice of India, S.A. Bobde, said it was extremely disappointed with the way the talks have proceeded. The court also asserted the need for an independent committee to find an amicable settlement to end the logjam between the centre and farmers who for over a month have gathered in large numbers at Delhi's Singhu border to mark their protests against the farm laws. A formal order on this is likely to be pronounced on Tuesday morning. CJI Bobde also made it clear that if the court stays the implementation of the law, then the farmers would have to move out of the present site to another place to continue with their protests. Also, the chief told the farmers' advocates to persuade aged persons participating in the agitation and women to go back to their villages, considering the harsh winters in the capital. The critical comments against the centre were made when the bench was hearing a bunch of petitions seeking to end the protest, with the petitioners claiming the agitation has resulted in roadblocks and traffic disruptions causing inconvenience to the people of Delhi. Monday's development in the court comes 3 days after the centre bluntly told farmers' unions that the legislations could not be repealed and left it to the apex court to resolve the protracted dispute. This was after the 8th round of discussion between central government ministers and farm union representatives yielded no resolution. Government had argued it was ready with amendments and concessions, but was not ready to withdraw the laws completely. A day before this announcement, the government had actually asked the top court not to insist for a formal response in the case from it, as talks were progressing well. Therefore, the sharp change of tack by the centre surprised the farmers' unions. So far, the centre has accepted to two demands of the farmers. One is to keep providing them subsidised electricity, and second is to keep them out of the ambit of the new anti-pollution law that provides for stringent punishment for crop residue or stubble burning. During the hour-long hearing in the apex court on Monday, the protesting farmers made an appearance through their lawyers. They welcomed the bench's proposal to stay the law and form a committee. However, there were also some interventions filed by some groups representing agriculturists who supported the law as progressive and pro-reforms. These groups urged the court to let them also place their viewpoint before the court-appointed committee. At the outset, the court questioned the centre for insisting to give effect to the law and also expressed regret that the government had chosen to ignore the bench suggestion to hold the implementation of the laws. It even criticised the government for not having a broad-based consultative process before introducing the laws, leading to strike by farmers. The court wondered whether the government was part of the solution or the problem and clarified the committee was not an alternative forum but an attempt to create a conducive atmosphere to hold the talks. Indirect references were made to suicides that have taken place at the protest side when the court said it did not want any blood on its hands and that it was imminent to avert a law and order problem. The judge brushed aside the contentions of Attorney General K.K. Venugopal, who asked the court to restrain itself from taking such a drastic measure. Venugopal argued the court cannot hold the operation of the law till it finds that Parliament lacked legislative competence to pass the laws and that the Act has violated citizens' constitutional rights. The top law officer informed the bench that 2,000 contracts have been signed under the law and all would get affected if there is a stay order. Venugopal failed to convince the bench, which said it will pronounce formal orders on Tuesday. When the attorney asked the bench to have patience in the matter, the court asked him not to impart lessons on the subject. Hours after the hearing, the centre submitted an affidavit in the matter to dispel what it claimed was an erroneous notion that protesters have peddled to say there was no consultative process or examination of issues by any committee. The document detailed the two decades of deliberations that culminated in the new enactments. It even contended that the protest was limited to only one place out of the whole country, and this was a witness to the fact that majority of farmers are not only happy with the legislations, but are finding them progressive. Meanwhile, the centre also filed an application to injunct the proposed tractor march intended to disrupt the gathering and celebrations on Republic Day. The centre said that the proposed march is bound to create law and order situation and will cause an embarrassment to the nation. That's all I have for you right now, but I will be watching this story as it develops in the hours to come. This is Bhadra Sinha, Associate Editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print's stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.